Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game.
Well, that's right. It is Baltimore Sports Talk. It is Monday morning quarterback, and here we are. I'm Rob McQuay, your host. Jeff Coles is my co-host out in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And, well, Jeff, the Raiders is on a bye this week, so
there's some big doings out here in Mount Vernon, Ohio, in Knox County. So, yeah,
all right,
I wanted
well, give
to...
Us, yeah. Give us the update on what's going on out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to, first of all, the Fredericktown High School cross-country team had put, well, they actually fielded a boys' team and a girls' team in the state final, which
wow.
is something that, you know, they've never done in their history. I don't think any other school around this area, you know, around Knox County has ever landed two teams in the state final.
Nice.
And so that's huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we had one from different schools, but they actually wound up seventh in the state as a team. And you know, just a shout out to Wyatt Harmon and Zach Stalniker, who both made All Ohio. They finished very high up, and you know, they deserve a lot of credit because they, you know, those pain sports, and it seems like the same guys get in them, cross country, and then they go to wrestling, and then they run those long distance 3,200 meter runs in track in the spring. You know, I don't know how they do it.
Right. Well, that's great. That is that's exciting news for your region, for your area. So go get them. Yeah, go get them. All right. Well, let's let's look at the National Football League. Of course, there's plenty to talk about, even though the Ravens and I think you said it last week, the one thing we could count on and be sure of is that the Ravens weren't going to lose this week, and of course they didn't.
Well, actually, it was close. They barely squeaked by bye.
right.
I think Detroit lost 14-0 to bye. That's
all
a
right,
sad
and,
story there. I think they just fired their president and their general manager. I think that,
right.
More heads are going to roll over there. It's done.
Right, right. You know, with we think about the throwback uniforms like the Steelers in their Bumblebee uniform they wore last week, not yesterday,
horrible.
Before. And, you know, all the teams have alternate uniforms. You have a new alternate uniform. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking, you know, about Hardy, of course, you know, and we'll get into him in a little bit. But I thought that, you know, guys like him need to wear your classic wife beater, you know, sleeveless tank top T-shirt. In the color of their team, with their number on. Yeah.
You know, why is that guy still playing in the league? Especially now, I guess the pictures have come out, and so that's a big brouhaha. And I don't know. I don't know what the NFL's going to do.
This is crazy because we just went through this, you know, obviously with the Ray Rice situation.
Right.
He was... You know, he got through the criminal part of everything, and then everything looked like it was going to go his way, and he was going to, you know, get a spot on the team, and then the pictures came out. And of course, in this case, he had videotapes, but it's that visual. People are visual. You know, we are visual creatures, and when we see something, you can tell somebody about something, but when you see it, it's a whole new experience. But don't these pictures come out while the trial's going on, or while, or before?
Because they're paying people a lot of money to keep them quiet. All right. Hey, Jeff, we got I've got a guest in the studio, so I'm going to bring him onto the show here, and we'll chat a little bit, and he'll just chime in. This is a gentleman that I co-hosted a show with in one of the Annapolis radio stations here in Annapolis, Maryland. And John Singleton, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob. Long time no see.
I know. That's right. Long time haven't done this. And John has a son at Notre Dame. So how are the Fighting Irish doing in football this year?
Yeah, I think they're ranked about sixth right now. They're moving up in the polls, and they're maybe going to have a chance. Well, they keep winning.
No, oh, nice, nice. And right down the street here, Navy's 5-0, and you're tied for first, I guess, in the AAC, whatever conference that is now.
And their only loss was to Notre Dame.
No, they're 5-0.
That's Navy's only loss was to Notre Dame.
What? They're 5.
No, they did. They lost in South Bend about 3 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
You know, maybe that was a divisional. I was just looking at the sports last night, and they were showing 5-0.
Yeah, Navy's playing great.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're never wrong.
Yes, I am. I'm frequently wrong. All right. Well, John, did you watch any NFL games yesterday at all?
Yeah, I watched the Redskins game.
Oh, my goodness, why?
I watched the Eagles and Cowboys.
Okay. Well, okay, that provides a good segue because we have Philly Jeff on the line, and we're going to bring Philly Jeff in, who's probably tired and elated with the outcome of that game last night. But you must have been – you have any fingernails left, Philly Jeff?
Oh, I can't tell through my red eyes.
I was gonna say you have a liver left.
It was like, is it done yet?
Right. And I, I was really rooting for overtime because DeMarco Murray is one of my running backs in fantasy football, and I wanted him to get a few more. I wanted him to get that game-winning touchdown, but instead it was Matthews. Is that right? It was Matthews that caught the
Yeah.
What was the final score?
33-27.
Yeah. We got to beat the Cowboys as much as possible before Romo gets back. I think that's the key.
No comment, Philly Jeff?
Oh, they can be bad with Romo or bad without Romo. The thing is, we for some reason are targeting these guys. I mean, my man Hicks knocked Romo out before, and then last night we said, well, let's see who else we can put on the bench. We knocked out Sean Lee, we knocked out Hitchens, whoever else. But that's the thing was, is that, I needed the Rolaids last night big time. I mean, I was just like, we hit a 53-yard field goal. I'm thinking, well, that's got to be it, doesn't it? And then the guy points the upright, and it goes through. I'm like, okay. And then when we won the toss, I said, guys, make this a touchdown. Just end this now.
Right.
Let me
ask you this. You must have been going out of your mind on the pass interference call on what's our boy's name?
Byron Maxwell.
Yeah, Byron Maxwell. I think it was it Dez Bryant where Maxwell is. I think was like really going for the pass, and Bryant kind of sucked. And they called PI on Maxwell when it really should have been on Des Bryant.
Well, that's okay. You know, when it comes right down to it, you know, it's easier to say, well, since we won the game, no harm, no foul. But, man, I was furious when I saw that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. All right, well, the Eagles get a much-needed win. The Redskins lose. Is anyone, gentlemen, Jeff Coles out there in Ohio, is are the Patriots going to lose this year?
Hopefully in the Super Bowl. choke on a world stage.
I want to see an epic choke. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that they didn't run up the score more than they did. But yeah, they were running the ball a lot.
They were running the ball. The Redskins actually moved the ball at times. But what was really amazing was how quickly Brady gets the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold on to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he is. I hate to say that. I really, really hate to say that. But, you know, you can't question what that guy does now.
Yeah, and there's so many players who just want to have the ball in their hands. When you have the ball in your hands, you're the center of attention, you're running around. He's just like, let me get out of my hands so somebody can do something with it.
Yeah.
And it really does. It really works.
He does. Jeff Coles, the Ravens had a bye this week. They pick up this receiver from the Saints, Joe Morgan, you know, trying to, I guess, put Band-Aids on because there's no real fix for this team this year, I don't think. But we'll see. Chris Givens, I guess, is going to get more time. Joe Morgan, I guess, we'll see. If he can play a good third base, or was it second base? Where did Morgan play?
Yeah,
second base.
Yeah.
You know how his second base skills will translate over to the slot or wherever they're going to put. Who the heck is Joe Morgan?
And what did the Ravens do? Trade all the receivers? They got rid of Torrey.
They didn't trade Torrey. Torrey got free agency and took the money.
Okay.
I think that was with Bolden they released him. I think they. They weren't going to pay him. I can't remember exactly. But
and then Pitta left too, or
no? Pitta's been injured for years.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a good group of young tight ends that are, you know, doing something, but they're going to have to grow up in a hurry. And the receiving core, Steve Smith is done, for the year. That hurts.
Chris Givens is going to have to step up now.
Right? Chris Givens, Joe Morgan, Kamar Aiken. I doubt we'll see Marlon Brown back on the field.
What about Campanella?
He got hurt. He's done for
the year. And then I thought last week we were going to get Jacoby Jones, but he's going to be playing for the Steelers.
You think Tomlin's going to trip him up running down the sideline?
Oh, he's going to have to watch his back now and watch his step.
Oh, my goodness. And how about the Steelers? Ben Roethlisberger goes down again
with another
injury. But this kid, what's his name?
Landry Jones.
Yeah.
They
don't seem to miss a beat. Of course, when you have the running backs, I mean, they lose Le'Veon Bell, but D'Angelo Williams is running as good and maybe even better than Le'Veon Bell. You got, a freak in Antonio Brown. I mean, that guy's just ridiculous. And other receivers there. And, a solid tight end, although he's getting older, I guess.
But Landry Jones really stepped in. And he looked a lot better than Michael Vick as a backup quarterback. I think he's a rookie.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah. He filled in nicely when Ben was hurt the last couple of games, I guess, because they benched Mike Vick after two games.
He was rough.
Maybe. And said, let the kid play. And he hasn't missed a beat. So that I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about that. And, in fact, I really thought the Steelers were going to lose that game. I mean, if there's one time that we were rooting for the Oakland Raiders, it was yesterday. And Jeff Coles, what about the Oakland Raiders? They seem like they're kind of for real. I mean, at least they're giving teams a run for their money.
A little bit. I haven't followed them as much, but I've been more following the Buffalo Bills because of Tyrod Taylor. And that's been going pretty well now. He came back. He was hurt for a little bit. Threw for 120 yards this week. Got a win. They're heading to New York, and that's a big game because, you know, Rex Ryan going back to New York, that's going to be a circus.
Right. And the Bills, you mentioned Tyrod Taylor, and that's all fine. I mean, I don't really root for Tyrod Taylor mainly because he's a former Buck guy. But Sammy Watkins seems to have stepped up yesterday. Shady McCoy now seems to be able to run the ball, which he couldn't do for, the first half of the season. So Buffalo looks like maybe they're on track again. And what the heck happened to the Dolphins? After two good games, they've kind of fallen by the wayside.
I thought they woke up with new management, with new coaching, and I figured, when they got hammered that's just the way it is when you play, the Patriots. But, there was no excuse for the Dolphins to play as badly as they did against Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. I thought they were going to turn that around, but it looks like they haven't. Philly Jeff, what else is on your mind this morning?
Well, apparently Jerry Jones has put in a call to Michael Vick because he's trying to round up every criminal that ever played in the NFL.
That's leader, not criminal. Leader.
Oh, God. I've said this before. I'll say it again. If you or I or whatever did the stuff that Greg Hardy did, that Orlando McClain did, that Michael Vick did, we'd all be in jail.
Yeah.
Sure,
but not
Jerry needs to go out and sign Ray Rice. When Ben gets healthy, he needs to make a trade for Ben Roethlisberger. Who else? Who am I missing? Oh, Adrian Peterson needs to be traded over to the Cowboys.
And who's that one? The man who went to jail?
The what?
The one, that one that played for the Panthers that went to jail.
Oh, God, yeah. That was Hardy, wasn't it?
Oh, no, there was another one.
I think that might have been Greg Hardy.
That was another one before him.
And
while
he's
at it,
for the Buccaneers. Yeah.
While he's at it, he might as well go ahead and make a trade for Ndamukong Suh. Now, he's not a criminal, but he's a...
Oh, yes, he is.
Get him behind the wheel. Get him to drive.
So let me tell you something, man. That dude should be busted for assault every time he goes out there. But, again, it's the NFL. They don't look at it that way. They sell tickets.
Right.
So.
Right.
Do you have to get anything?
Oh, my goodness.
No,
I'm good. How about... for a second there, Jeff, Philly Jeff.
What's going on in Philly? There's a lot of noise there.
Well, Philly Jeff teaches up at, I'm going to forget which, I think it's, he teaches at one of the community colleges at Northeast.
Okay.
It's either Bel Air or somewhere in that area. And so he's finished his class.
He's in prison.
He's holding office hours.
He's holding office hours.
While he's doing the show.
That's right. So he's calling in from there. You see, John, we used to do this show at 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoons, and that was a good time for Philly Jeff. Now this one isn't quite as good because he's in between classes.
Sure,
yeah, that's right.
I'm done for the day when I get to this part of my schedule, so, I can pick on criminals all I like. Although yesterday, I mean, I would just.
Are the Eagles fans happy with Sam Bradford finally, or still upset?
After last night, maybe.
Everything's changed in one night.
Well, it's any quarterback that's in the league at this point. If you can take the pressure off them by giving a running game that works, it makes it a whole heck of a lot easier, because when they ran five in a row, you know, and ran, and then, all of a sudden the receivers are getting open, and they said, well, shoot, I can hit that guy blindfolded.
Right.
And I think it makes a big difference.
Well, and that last play, I think they had Matthews and Bradford had some kind of little communication with that. I was listening to some of the post game, and I think they – I don't know whether it was eye contact or whether they talked about it in the huddle or whatever, but Matthews said, you know, if he's pressing me here, I'm going to do a double move out and then in. And Bradford was looking for him, and he got – and that was a rookie that's covering him. He's a good player, but he's a rookie. So he was able to beat him on the double move. And then somebody threw a pretty good block for him to get into the end zone.
So is Chip Kelly out of the hot seat in Philly?
Yep, it was good to watch, because I think for the first time everybody contributed, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, so Chip Kelly will keep his job for now.
Yeah, unlike Tom Coughlin, why is that guy still on his – oh, God, I hate that guy.
What did the Giants do?
He's on every list.
They
won. They beat Tampa.
Okay. All right, so they're in the lead in the division. They're on top. I think they still are.
This is what I expect from Philadelphia. I expected them to be better than the Cowboys, and that's not the way they started off.
Well, you're right.
Where have they caught fire, Jeff?
Yeah, you're right, because as Philly Jeff has reminded us, they told us they were going to be in the Super Bowl. So,
well, yeah, so they don't lie, right? I mean, they've never been wrong about that.
We're just stalling. We're taking our time. We're sucking people into a false sense of security. And, you know, then again, our next handful of – we better win the next handful of games. We've got the Dolphins and the Buccaneers. That better be 2-0, baby.
Right. But, you know, the real reason Philadelphia is winning is because they know where to keep their criminals, up in the stands, not down on the field.
Oh, that's very nice.
Hey, listen, I had no idea. I'm just looking at standings here. I had no idea that the Cowboys were 2-6.
Yeah.
And the Redskins have a better record than the Cowboys.
Their quarterbacks are terrible since Romo's out.
I guess so.
Well, they're all four with Castle at the helm.
I thought they were a better team than Castle, but I think their defense isn't very good.
Yeah.
They benefited Dez Bryant back last night.
Yeah,
that was obvious. A couple great catches.
Yeah. So the Giants have a one-game lead over the Eagles, and then the Redskins are game.
It's a half.
No, you're right. It is a half. That's right. 5-4. Eagles are 4-4. That's right.
Yeah.
And then the Redskins at 3-5, and Cowboys at 2-6. I'm really surprised by that. I hadn't really paid that much attention. How about the Denver Broncos losing in Indianapolis? What the heck happened there, guys?
Wow. Woo. All of a sudden, Andrew Luck decided not to turn the ball over. I mean, that's huge. Because
right.
He's been a turnover machine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that that's behind him yet either. I mean, I think he's still going to keep turning the ball over, but he had a pretty clean game yesterday against the Broncos. And is this Peyton's last season?
The Broncos had that big game against the Packers, but then the Packers lost to the Panthers, so you kind of think maybe Denver's not all they're cracked up to be. And, yeah, Peyton seems like, you know, seems human.
I think Denver is, but for somehow the Colts figured out how to beat that defense.
Yeah, and that defense is stiff.
It is. It might be the best defense in the league. Certainly, it's certainly one of the best. Not five, I would think.
Everybody thought that Peyton was going to go back into his old house and set his record and you know and all that, and he didn't get that.
He didn't get the win. Did he get the yardage? Because I know it. I think at the half he had 200 and something. He didn't get it. Okay. Wow.
So it was not just a victory in the standings. It was a kind of a moral victory. I mean, I think a psychological victory, a little bit of an extra victory for the Colts. Being able to stop on both sides of the ball, being able to stop Denver.
Yeah, I just put him on hold for a second. And the Colts, I mean, look at this, guys. The Colts lead the AFC South with a losing record, 4-5.
Oh, wow.
In the NFC East.
Well, there's only like three teams. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are only five teams in the AFC that have winning records.
Really?
Everybody else is either at 500 or lower. So guess what? The Ravens still have a chance. Really,
you've got a dominant New England team. You have a team in the Carolina, who's been able to get by without losing, and
well, they're NFC.
Oh, that's right, they're NFC.
I mean the AFC teams are the Patriots, the Bengals, and the Broncos. You know, and then you've got the Jets and the Steelers that are 5-3 and 4-5 and 4 respectively. So I mean, I guess if the season. If the playoffs started today, you'd have the Patriots, the Bengals, the Broncos, and then the Jets and the Steelers would be the wild card. The Bills are worth
it. I mean, who would have chosen that halfway through the season? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
We'd be looking at that.
Great.
You think the Bengals are for real? They're unbeaten?
Yeah. Unfortunately,
I think anyone would have said the Colts would have been in that mix, and maybe they will, come back a little bit. And anyone would have said,
I don't know. When you look at the Bengals schedule, though, I mean, they're obviously going to have tough games with the Steelers and probably the Ravens just because they're divisional games. But I got to bring up their schedule, but I was looking at it before and it's, I don't think it's that tough.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the way out.
But in fact, I think no one would have thought it could have been, 8-0, but yeah.
Right. Right.
So has Andy Dalton stepped up to be an elite quarterback there?
Well,
yeah.
That stupid discussion about elite quarterbacks. I don't know how to – because, see, I think Andy is on the same level as Flacco. Now, Philly Jeff's probably going to, like, scream at me for that. But I think Dalton and Flacco are kind of the same guys.
Flacco's pretty good, to my estimate.
Yeah.
I think they are as elite as their last game.
Yeah, there you go. But he's certainly
I think there are certain ones that are elite no matter what they do. I mean, if Brady falls off the side of the cliff or whatever, they'll always say Brady's elite. It won't matter. But
right.
I think that Echo and Dalton and a few others, they're as elite as their last game.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Hey, we got 30 seconds left, so let's wrap this up. And final thoughts, Philly Jeff. Any final thoughts out of you?
The point is pretty obvious to me. Dalton gets a fraction of what Flacco gets, and his team's 8-0. Flacco's 2-6. Any questions?
You talking about money?
Money? Did you say what is this? The Jim? What's that guy's name? Playoffs? Did you say playoffs?
I'm
yeah, I said money.
Jeff.
Yeah, I said money.
Flacco has a fraction of the weapons that Andy Dalton has, okay? So I don't really think money factors into it. By the way, I'm sure Dalton will get a pretty penny on his next extension or whatever contract. So, all right, well, go Eagles, I suppose. Jeff Bowles, your final thoughts. The Ravens have the Jacksonville Jaguars this week.
Well, that's like having two bye weeks in a row. I mean, they're just going to have some friends over from
Florida.
Now,
wait a minute. Jacksonville's looking at the Ravens the same way. So, Jacksonville always scares me.
Yeah. They can only when they're at home. Jacksonville on the road is 0 for their last 567 games. I mean, I don't know.
That's probably true. But Blake Bortles is playing pretty well. And the Ravens' defense is not. So I expect maybe a high-scoring shootout this coming week between the Jaguars and the Ravens. All right, John Singleton.
You got any thoughts? No, great to be with you. Thanks for letting me sit in.
Go Fighting Irish.
There you go.
Yeah.
How's their basketball team?
They're bringing back their big center, a couple of their guards, their point guard. They're going to be good. They're going to fight it out in the NCC.
Is Michael playing basketball there for Notre Dame?
No, he's not playing basketball. He's selling cigars. That's what he's doing.
That's how he's paying to get through college, selling cigars.
Very expensive cigars.
Do the priests buy those cigars? Sure they do.
Yeah,
some of them do, anyway.
Yeah, they're good sports about that.
Is this Cuban cigars? Is he setting up a new business with the open border now?
No, I think they're Dominican, but they're the Churchills, they're the big ones. They're pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for being here today. We got more football to look at this week, and we'll talk again next Monday with Baltimore Sports Talk Monday Morning Quarterback right here on MQFL Live on BlogTalkRadio.com. For Jeff Coles, Philly Jeff Dyer, and sitting in John Singleton, I'm Rob McQuay. Folks, join us again next week. Have a good one. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the BlogTalkRadio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You've got to see this porn time.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's pretty good.